Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
Just tired, man, of the police brutality. It shouldn't reflect on a community like this.
I pray it'll stop, but I see it getting worse.
And you come into a community that looks exactly like the public housing that you saw on The Wire, then you're more than likely, I think, to bring the biases with you.
You know, in front of that police station, you think everybody would be embarrassed in the city just to see the conditions that people live under right around here.
We just want justice.
Although he had a pocket knife, they shouldn't have killed him. That wasn't right.
This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry. National Guard patrolling the streets of Baltimore. State of emergency declared. Hard times in the city, in a hard town by the sea. Ain't nowhere to run, ain't nowhere here for free. Randy Newman wrote those words a long time ago about a city overcome with grief and rage. We want to take you there for a few moments after a night of fear, violence, and heartbreak. 5,000 National Guard troops are being called to Baltimore. The unrest has canceled sporting events. School is out, and so far, a smoldering quiet rules the streets. Joining me now from the city is Bishop Douglas Miles, pastor at Koinonia Baptist Church and co-chair emeritus of Baltimoreans United in Leadership. Welcome to The Takeaway, Bishop Miles.
Good to be with you.
Many people screaming last night, shouting in anger that this is a divided city, that there are many places, but it's time to come together and talk about how the police can't police the police. What do you feel about this notion of divisions and how together is the city today?
Well, Baltimore has been for a long time a divided city, a tale of two cities, a downtown that's completely redeveloped and uptown communities that have been neglected for years. And that's what you see in what's happening now is the spillover of really 40 years of benign neglect of young people who no longer feel that they have a stake in the city's future. And acting out in that way. Not that I agree with the violence, but the violence has its roots in a long history in this city.
What does it say that this went from a funeral to a violent incident? So many people expressed a sense of surprise and heartbreak that it devolved into that. What does that say?
Well, I think it says speaks to the disconnect between especially the older people in our community with younger people. It's my understanding that the genesis of it was social media and young people wanting to act out and then others getting caught up in the frenzy and in the frenzy, both expressing anger and frustration.
Who has failed the city, in your view, at this point? A political leader, the police, is it social media itself, young people?
I think in large measure, all of us have to take some responsibility for where we are. A corporate community that has not been engaged enough in throughout the city. Political leadership that often has lacked vision and an unwillingness just to listen. And even a faith community that sometimes loses connect with the people as many churches and other institutions got lost in the praise and worship syndrome of the beginning of this century. And so all of us bear some responsibility for it. And keep in mind, these are our children who are acting out. These are not outside agitators. These are our children and our grandchildren. So all of us bear some responsibility for that.
Baltimore is a city in many ways of enclaves. And a lot of people value that sense of it's our neighborhood and we're going to stay here. And we value that autonomy. But it also makes for forgotten zones where people don't go, maybe police don't go, maybe citizens' eyes don't go, where you're not going to have a camera that might see something that happens that results in a death, like with Freddie Gray.
True, even though our neighborhoods are valued, I feel that the city is making some effort now to come together beyond the boundaries of neighborhoods. It's not so much neighborhoods now as it is the division by class and policing being done one way in the white community and done another way, particularly in the African American community. And I think that that's where the disparity comes in, that it's different styles of policing depending upon where the police operate. And let me just take an opportunity to lift up the many, many police officers and firefighters in this city who go to work every day, do their job, and do their job professionally. But there is a segment of the Baltimore City Police that's out of control.
Bishop Douglas Miles is pastor at Koinonia Baptist Church and co-chair emeritus of Baltimoreans United in Leadership. Let's all pray for a good night tonight and the future. Let's hope it's up from here. Bishop, thanks so much for spending some time with us.
Let me lift up Nick Mosby, a councilman, and Elijah Cummings, the congressman, for the tremendous work they did and for faith leaders who went to the street last night to see calm.
Bishop, thanks so much.
Take care.